Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of nerd culture, reality TV, and current events from this week.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Leith, a.k.a. Watch Me Leith. I'm here, my boy, Jack.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
What a horrible time to sneeze. Like right in the intro, like I didn't have to sneeze at all. And then as soon as the intro happened, I just had like a flurry of sneezes.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. That's great. The official Meg says, bless you. Thank you, Megs. Oh man, I appreciate you being on the live. We are now live on TikTok. We are live on Instagram. And now we are actually live on X, formerly known as Twitter. So if you reply to the tweet, you can actually show up on our screen, which is super cool, which I kind of dig.
I love it.
I know. I love that StreamYard is giving us all these cool little features. I'm into them. Super into them. How are you doing, Jazz?
I'm good, man. I am currently in Dallas, Texas with my sister. Yeah, she lives up here. And so family and I drove up and chilling.
That's why you do not see Jazz on the screen. He is calling via, I don't know, via phone.
I mean, I am on StreamYard. Just like I can't do my video because the internet service here isn't exactly meant for streaming. Like they just have a very basic plan for like basic email stuff.
Are you calling your in-laws and your sister basic?
Yes. I'm calling my sister basic.
Damn. All right. All right. Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you. This is our Christmas episode. We are on live on Christmas Eve, man. It's super special. I'm super excited about this. This is our first Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas to all those who celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's so dope. Lone Might said us Christmas wish, and we wish you a Merry Christmas also, bro. We miss you. Mm-hmm. All for the people on TikTok, we are live on TikTok and we are wishing you guys a Merry Christmas also from your Muslim brothers, man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, Jazz.
It's so funny putting the word hell in there.
Hell yeah. It's like saying, yo, if I'm halal as hell. Nah, it's cool, man. What's going on with you this week, man? Anything crazy other than you're in Dallas?
I started a pack.
You started a pack. Tell people what that is, man. What is a pack?
It's a political action committee.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so essentially a political action committee is when two or more people come together to support a candidate or an issue or, you know, multiple of all the things. And so, you know, I just formalized a pack and now we're raising money. First person we support is our homeboy Jamal Bowman from New York. Great guy. So cool. Wait to help him and get good policy passed.
That's awesome, man. That is some cool news. I mean, first you did the ceasefire thing and now you're starting a pact. You know, big accomplishments for you, man. Just like a typical Sunday for you, it feels like, but it's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks in the making and really was like on my off time. And so let's see where this goes.
All right, man. That's awesome. I am super excited for that. That's going to be dope. A lot of cool stuff did happen in the news, though. I don't know if you have heard, but Kang the Conqueror is no more. Have you heard about this?
I have, and specifically, I've also heard about the Jonathan Majors case.
Yes, Jonathan Majors case is very interesting, and we were going to have somebody on our show to come and discuss it, but they had to bail, sadly.
Yeah, family time, Christmas, you know.
I know.
Things that are more important.
It's our fault for scheduling it on Christmas Eve and not realizing it. What a bunch of dummies we are.
In our minds, we're like, oh, yeah, we're just doing it on Sunday. No big deal.
I know.
We're like, oh, it's Christmas Eve. Whoops.
It's so funny to me where I tweeted something about the Marvels. The Marvels got so much shit for like how it did in the box office. And Aquaman is doing even worse than the Marvels. And I'm out here like, you know, look at the big difference here. Look how people treating the narrative for Aquaman and treating the narrative for the Marvels, right? People are like, you got nothing better to do on Christmas Eve? I'm like, bro, I'm Muslim. I don't celebrate Christmas. Like, it's just Sunday to me. What are you talking about?
Well, we're just going to have some Chinese food, right?
I know. Like, it's just so funny to me. But yeah, Jonathan Major was found guilty on two accounts, and I believe not guilty on one other. I didn't want to look into it because I wanted somebody to explain to me what was happening, but now I feel like I should have looked into it a little bit more and find out what actually happened. Because it seems like, to me, he got charged for two things. Number one, aggressively putting his girlfriend in the van. And then when she snatched his phone, he snatched it back and hurt her finger. So he is guilty on those two accounts. But the other accounts, he's actually not guilty, but he could still serve 1 year in prison. So I'm like really confused because like when this case has been coming out, all the evidence seems to be in his favor. But when this came out, it was like, whoa, this is bad. And then he lost all his representation. He lost a lot of stuff. So like, I feel like I'm out of the loop here. Like there's got to be some extra information that we don't have that other people do have, which is why Marvel has, you know, pulled the plug on him.
Right. So when we're talking about court cases and someone is not guilty,
yeah,
that doesn't mean they're innocent. Maybe. Mm. What it does mean is that in a court of law, there was not enough evidence to convict them.
Mm.
And now, that doesn't mean it did or didn't happen. What it means is that based on what was presented, the jury or the, you know, judge, if it's not a jury trial,
sure,
they could not come to a conclusion beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm.
So if the story is, you know, slightly vague and people just aren't fully convinced, you cannot convict on that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, so even though he was found not guilty on a lot of charges, that doesn't exactly mean that he's innocent.
Hmm. I don't know. But like, how... But we don't know that he's not innocent either, right?
Correct, yeah. That's why Marvel's just like, you know what? We're done here. Like, there's nothing we can do here to, you know, go one way or the other.
Yeah.
And if anything ever does come out beyond this,
yeah,
then it's just going to make us look bad. So we're done here.
That makes sense. Like, why would Marvel want to take a risk on somebody like that for their whole entire franchise? Like, I could see that. That makes sense. Though, like, they have stuck with people who've done other things. Like, Jeremy Renner was, you know, accused of domestic violence. He got to go on and do Hawkeye. So it got, I don't know, like I feel like I understand both sides. Like there's one side saying, hey, why is Marvel picking and choosing when they want to enforce something? Why is the narrative or like some production companies like Warner Brothers sticking with Ezra Miller when they're letting this go? Which I don't agree with that statement because I don't feel like they really stuck behind Ezra Miller. I think they kind of just like were stuck with Ezra Miller because I don't think he's going to be getting any work outside after The Flash, especially since it flopped. But I don't know, man. I really don't know. I wish I knew more about the case, I don't want to be like, this guy is a horrible, horrible person, because the evidence that I've seen does not do that. But there's got to be something, because the jury definitely decided with him on some things. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
And that's the thing, like, even if the in a court of law, he was found not guilty, right?
Yeah.
In the court of public opinion, that's something totally different as well.
That is true. That is
and
true.
So, you know, Marvel will obviously look at the situation and go with what they feel actually happened and make a decision based on it.
Yeah. All right. I guess I can't fault for them. Especially, like, it's not like he's in a movie. He is the cornerstone of the entire saga, right? Yeah. So I get that. That makes sense, actually.
And let's be honest, Marvel has been trying to pivot away from Kang ever since the news first broke. Like, the way they did Loki season 2, the way they've been, you know, slowly making a different big bad, the mystery big bad.
Yeah.
Like, they've been trying to pivot for some time now.
I do feel like that. But, like, wouldn't it be easier to recast? And by the way, Toyin's in the comments. He's asking, where's Jazz? Jazz is in Dallas right now, and his internet's not great, so he won't be on camera. But we can hear his beautiful voice at the moment, so we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, why not just recast him?
You know what I was hoping for?
What?
Who's the first? I see his face, camera's name, the original War Machine.
Oh, Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. It'd be hilarious if they cast a Terrence Howard as the new Kang.
I've seen that meme. The meme was like, yo, Disney has an opportunity to do something really, really funny. and cast Terrence Howard as Kang. Next time, baby.
I hope that might be like a kind of like a what if kind of scenario.
Yeah,
because that'd be amazing.
That would be really, really funny. I would like that too. I think that'd be hilarious. A lot of people wanted John Boyega to be Kang, and John Boyega was like, nope, not me, don't want to do it, screw it.
Which, although John Boyega would be sick as Kang.
He would be sick as Kang, but he's so fed up with Disney, the way they treated him during Star Wars. He has
Agreed.
No desire, and nor should he. So I totally get that. I don't know. We'll see, man. But I feel like they should do and recast Kang, because I feel like it's a waste of a storyline. It's a waste of a character, right? But casting somebody is so tricky, because if you cast anybody, then like they're jumping into the footsteps of Jonathan Majors, and they're going to be compared to Jonathan Majors, and Jonathan Majors also is the face of every variant, which I thought was super dumb and annoying, which like kind of just ruins a lot of things. But if you start with somebody who is unknown, then like you're not getting that draw. You need that draw, like, you know, Josh Brolin with Thanos, you get that draw in, and you're like, oh, Jonathan Majors is Kang, you get that draw in. There's no draw with an unknown. But then if you get like someone who is known, there it's an uphill battle for them.
You know, it's funny you say that, because like I had no idea who Thanos' like actor was.
You didn't know Josh Brolin with Thanos?
Like, I didn't know who Josh Brolin was back then.
Oh, interesting. You didn't know who he was.
That's, yeah.
I mean, I guess that's fair, but he was like an Academy Award winner, right? He was like in what, No Country for Old Men?
Yeah. Like later on, I learned exactly who he was and how much he's actually done, but that's not how I watched it. So I was like, yeah, I don't care. It could be whoever at this point.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
You know who would be cool though? It'd be really funny too.
Who?
If Ray Fisher was Kang.
That would also be cool, because he got done dirty by the other company.
Right?
That's so funny. Like, John Boyega got done dirty there. He got done dirty there. And they just switch. That's so funny. Yeah. I could see that happening.
That'd be amazing. I'm really hoping for that universe to be ours.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a great idea. Also, what you call it? I was gonna think. So, I don't know what they're gonna do. But I have a great idea. I feel like between Avengers 5, which is now not called Kang Dynasty anymore, just called Avengers 5, and Secret Wars, I really think they should do Young Avengers between those two movies, because it makes sense that, like, in Avengers 5, all the Avengers get taken away to a multiverse or a galaxy or something, and it leaves the Earth defenseless. And then who has to come and defend the Earth when all the big heroes are gone? The Young Avengers. Like, it's a great storyline for them. Like, it makes perfect sense on, like, how they will be created. And then I thought the perfect villain for them would actually be bring back MODOK, but an evil MODOK, right? Not like a comedic MODOK, but like an angry, like, villainous one. I think that would be really, really cool. And it'd be a great way to display the Young Avengers, and he'd be a great villain for them. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
This is the exact plot of Young Justice seasons 2 and 3.
It kind of is. It kind of is. I'm not going to lie. It is. But it still makes sense. I get that. Like, Crisis on Infinite Earths is not the same thing as the Multiverse Saga. Like, come on. It's not like they don't borrow from each other.
This is so funny. Like, the whole time you're saying that, I'm like, I've seen this story before.
I've seen how this plays out.
And it works. I love the DC animated universe, but, you know.
I know.
This is a little on the nose.
But, like, the thing is, like, how many ways can you do a young team? How many different ways can you do a multiverse saga? Like, there's just some of, there's got to be some overlap.
That's fair.
I don't care. I still want it. Yeah, but I'm really excited to see Ms. Marvel again. I think that'll be really, really cool. So, yeah, that'll be pretty awesome. Although, did you hear about the leaks, the Insomniac leaks? Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard about that yet.
Oh, shit. So this company basically hacked into Insomniac, and they're making this new Wolverine game. And they were like, you have to pay us like a bunch of $1 million in Bitcoins, or else we're going to release and leak everything that you guys have. And they did it. They leaked everything. And like all the gameplay, all the storyline, like it's all been leaked for the Wolverine game. Like, you know that Jean Grey is in it and you could play as Jean Grey. You know, like what Wolverine looks like. You know, like, what levels there are. You kind of have an idea what the storyline is. Like, it's all been leaked, which sucks for them. And people are hating on the game. And it sucks because, like, the game's unfinished. So, like, they're hating on a game that's unfinished. But, I don't know. So, they're hurting. Insomniac is hurting after this.
That's rough for Insomniac.
Yeah, bro. That's not good.
Yeah, like, one, I will never hate a game if it's unfinished and, like, not released. There was a game recently where they're like, we're going to delay the release of the game a year just to make sure it's perfect. And I'm like, you know what? I accept that. Because I would rather a game be good than release, quote-unquote, on time.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so I will not hate them for having a bad unfinished game. I will hate them because, oh my god, if the story sucked, or the fact that they actually got hacked and, like, they don't have good security policies, like, come on, yo.
Yeah, this is
Cybersecurity 101. Get your shit together.
Yeah, they were phishing and somebody got them.
Wow, really? A phishing attempt is what got it?
No, I'm just joking. I have no idea what actually happened.
I was going to say, god damn.
I know. That'd be really funny. Oh, man. I can't believe that happened. That's pretty crazy. In other news, Avatar The Last Airbender dropped a trailer and some sneak peek, which I thought was really, really cool.
June looks amazing.
Yeah. That's going to be entertaining. I'm really excited for Avatar. I think Avatar The Last Airbender is probably the most I'm excited about for, like, new TV shows.
Yeah, agreed. I am so hyped, man. Like, that whole series, even Legend of Korra, I know people hate on it.
Yeah,
I think it's masterfully done.
I love Legend of Korra. I mean, like, it doesn't have the same flavor as Avatar, but it's a little bit more adult and it's a little more dark. And, like, I felt like it was needed. I feel like it was a great way to transition from, like, a kid's show to a little bit more adult theme. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, people hated it for, like, all the some dumb reasons, some fair criticism. But, like, you got to just enjoy the ride, you know? Like, just go with it. Just have fun. Enjoy it. It was great.
Nah, the world building in that show is amazing, and I'm excited to see it. And they got a few Indian actors on there too. We got Bhumi. Bhumi's going to be Indian, and Abed's in it, Danny Pudi. So like we got some cool representation in there, which I'm excited about.
It's always funny whenever Danny Pudi's like in any role, and I'm just like, you're Abed.
Yeah, exactly. Though like I do feel like I'm glad they put some like South Asian representation, because like the entire concept of like Avatar comes from like Hindu philosophy and possibly even Sikh philosophy, I think. So I don't know, it makes sense for them to have some South Asians in there.
Yeah, no, it's dope, and I'm hyped.
Yeah. Hey, Christmas Mubarak. Some people are saying Christmas Mubarak. Welcome, clever, everybody.
I like that.
Yeah. I like Christmas Mubarak. That's good. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Arab Christians say Christmas Mubarak. That makes more sense.
It does make it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Christmas Mubarak, y'all. I like that. That's awesome. All right. Jazz, have you started watching What If? What If has dropped.
I have not. This whole week for me has just been packed stuff. And so we finally launched. Now I can take a break.
Yeah.
So the next 2 days, like tonight and tomorrow night, I'm just going to be relaxing, catching up on everything.
I have to say, I'm not a big fan, but you know
you
me.
You never were.
I never was. I am not a What If fan, bro. I just don't. I like two episodes, the one with Ultron and the one with T'Challa. Two episodes, I really like them. Zombie one was okay too. I kind of like the zombie one, but other than that, I have not liked any of the What If episodes. And this season, the same. Like the first episode's kind of interesting. Second one was eh. The third one was terrible, which is sad because the third one is like the Christmas episode, and I feel bad saying that the third one is bad. But like, I'm sorry, I can't get into What If, bro. I just can't.
Oh, you Gen Xers.
I'm not a Gen X. I'm a millennial.
You're pretty close, though.
I am close. I'm up there, but still. Yeah, I don't know. But Jazz, I have gotten into a new reality show.
Oh, no.
Jazz, this show is not even in English, bro. This show is not in English. It's in Spanish, and I am hooked. I am so hooked on this show, and it's bad. It's worse than MILF Manor.
Oh, God.
Yes. It is.
No.
We got some people in the comments. Shout out to Brown Boy Wonder. Shout out to Moss. Got some cool people here. We got a bunch of people in the Instagram. A few people coming and leaving in the TikTok. But, yes, I have started watching this new show, and it's worse than MILF Manor. Jazz, what do you think it could possibly be about?
I don't know. How could it be worse than MILF Manor?
Okay, so those of you don't know, MILF Manor was a show where a bunch of guys went on a reality show with their moms. So all these kids were between the ages of 21 and 18, and they were there with their MILF moms between the ages of, I think, like 49 and 65, right? And they got to, so what happened was the young kids would date the moms and the mom would date the young kids, but their sons would also be on that show. So you would have to watch your son date an older woman, and the sons will have to watch their moms date a young man. And it was so creepy. And they would have these like contests to win a date. So like some of the dates were like, hey, you have to, they put like a bunch of people's abs in a circle in drywall, and if you touch the abs, then you got to figure out which abs are your son. Or they pick out underwear from a pile, and you got to pick out which underwear is your mom, and if you win, you get to take one of the other moms on a date. It was the most horrible show. It was terrible. I watched every episode, but it was so bad. It was so bad. Now, this show that I'm about to talk to you about is worse than that.
Explain.
Okay. This show is in Spanish, and it's called Deep Fake Love.
What?
So, yeah, it's called Deep Fake Love. So a bunch of couples come on the show to kind of test their relationship, right? So they're thinking they're coming on a show like Love is Blind or The Ultimatum or something like that, right? They get there, and what they do is they separate the couples, right? So, like, if you're with the guy and you're with the girl, you go to Venus, and the other person goes to Mars. Now, what they do is, like, four people in the main group and four people. So there are eight couples, basically. So they split the eight couples up, and then when they get to their resort, there's a bunch of single people at their resort. So what's going to happen is these four single people, two girls, two women, they're going to go in to this resort and they're going to hang out with all these single people that are already at the hotel. Now, these single people, they can do whatever they want. They can flirt with anybody. They can do this stuff. But the people that were a couple, they have to figure out if their relationship can be tested. Right? So, So you know, the single people are, you know, incentivized to kind of flirt with the couples a little bit and try to get them. And then the main couple is like, they're open to stuff, but they're staying loyal to their significant other. Here's where the show gets crazy, Jazz. So what they do is they sit them down and they watch them. They let them watch their spouses, their significant other, cheat on them. So the guy sits in this chair and they just watch clips of their spouses cheating on them. Like, they're making out with people, they're grinding on people, they're doing a lap dance, they're drinking shots from their body parts. They're saying stuff like, oh, my relationship isn't that good, or he's not that good in bed. They're actually saying like horrible things, and these people have to watch their significant other say these horrible things about them.
How is this even set up to where people would be like, okay, we're gonna do this? Like,
here's how, Jazz. Here's how. They're using deep fakes and body doubles.
No.
Yes, they use deep fake and body doubles and AI voice modulation to make it seem like their significant others is doing this, these horrible things.
That's unhinged.
It's so unhinged, right? It's so crazy. And that's why the show is like in like some Spanish country, because there's no way they can get away with this in the United States. Because it would cause so much psychological damage. There would be so much psychological scarring from that. Like, there's no way.
This shouldn't even happen in any other country. Like,
but here's the thing about it. So after they expose them to all of these videos of their significant others doing all this crazy stuff, and these people are like in tears. So they're like, I'm done. I'm single now. Like, screw it. Like, I am single at the moment. There's nothing that she can do that win me back. Like, I'm done. After they're like crying and they're just completely like having mental breakdowns, the host goes, all right, there's something I have to tell you. And they're like, what? They're like, all right, some of these videos are real and some of them are deep fakes. And your job every week is to come in here, watch these videos, and decide if they're real or they're deep fakes.
This is no. This is just wild.
And the couple that gets the most answers right win 100,000 euros.
Okay, at least it's worth it.
I don't think it's worth it. Your relationship is not worth 100,000 euros. That's crazy.
Bro, I've had some strong relationships where, like, we'd just be like, okay, we know what's real, we know what's not.
I don't know. Some of the deepfakes were like super real. But here's the thing, though. After every single answer, they'll tell you whether it's real or not. So you're going to be like, oh, it's not real. Then you find out it is. Bro, that's going to F you up. And the fact that like you don't know which ones are real and which ones are fake, and then you go back to your resort, and then you're feeling a type of way because you've been manipulated into feeling some way. So you start cheating because you feel like your significant other is cheating. Like, bro, like, I can't wait to finish it. It's such a horrible show. I can't
believe you're watching it. This is so unhinged.
It's so unhinged, bro. It's so bad. Merry Christmas, Career Path Angel. Shout out to you. And Dirty Goat Smuggler is here too. Yes, we are little elves today. We should have wore some elf outfits.
I wish we planned that. That'd been cool. I have a Santa hat and all that, so that'd be cool. Yeah.
I always wanted to do like top Christmas movies for Muslims, like the ones that are like super secular Christmas movies,
Die Hard, like
Die Hard, Batman Returns, Gremlins. They all take place in Christmas. So like, you know what Christmas movie I really like? Ernest Saves Christmas. I don't know if anyone sees that, but that's a dope movie back in the day.
Nope.
All right, never mind. Anyways, back to the show. Jazz, I don't know. Should we cover the show? I don't know.
I'm not watching it, but sure.
All right, we don't have to do a full episode on it. We won't have to do a full episode, but we can do like a small wrap up, well, like a small update. I will update people on Salam Weekly on like what's happening on this episode, on this show. But it's crazy. I will be posting clips on my TikTok. So follow me on TikTok. Follow me on Instagram, because I will be posting clips of this insane show. It is bananas.
Yeah, that is the understatement of the year.
Jazz, this is worse than MILF Manor, right? This is like really bad.
That is way worse than MILF Manor, dude.
I didn't think a show could get worse than MILF Manor, but this is so bad.
Mm-mm.
Like, I really think that even if it was a deep fake, like, I don't think I could get over it. I think I would be mentally scarred and that image would always be in my head. And I don't think I could get past it. I don't know if I can make a relationship work if I saw a deep fake.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's another unfortunate thing. Like, this is going to be our reality. Like, this is happening.
Where is deep fake going? Bro, these deep fakes are so good. Like, I'm just like, that's him. And the voice, like, they don't sound like AI. The voice sounds like she really said that about him. And I was like, it's crazy, bro.
I don't know if you remember, if I've told you about this, but like back in the Zoom days during COVID, I created, or I didn't create it, but like I used this software where I could be one of our friends, Skeeb, and I would sound like him and show up on Zoom. And it would just be like his picture, but like everything's moving. But it's like you can clearly tell it's kind of a picture. The technology wasn't advanced back then.
Yeah.
But I couldn't like have his voice and everything. Like, this has existed for some time now.
You know what? The people can probably do AI of us, because we have about 500 episodes of us talking. So that's
easily.
That's 500,000 hours of our voice.
Well, we don't have 1,000 hours.
What do you mean?
Well, you mean, I thought you meant like 500,000. You mean 500 videos, but 1,000 hours of content that they could use as data points to train a model. Yes.
Yeah. That is so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of makes me like afraid. Like, how are things going to happen in court now when like people are like, hey, I have like video of you doing this, or I have voice of you doing this? Like, how do people authenticate that stuff? Because
nothing's real. Nothing's real anymore, man. Everything's fake.
That's crazy, man. That is insane. But yo, this show, I don't know what's going to happen. I've only watched 1.5 episodes. That's it. So this all happens in the first episode. I haven't even got to the part where like they're answering yes or no. I didn't even get to that part yet. The first episode, they make them watch the whole thing as if it was real. They didn't tell them of the deep fake until after, which was pretty shitty.
Bro.
They got their like real reaction, thinking that that really happened. And then afterwards, they told them it was the deep fake. They let them marinate a little bit. And I felt so bad. Like, they literally went through some trauma. This show is bananas, Jazz.
Yeah, keep me posted.
I will keep you posted. I bet you there's a lawsuit in there somewhere, because
for sure
someone is getting a lawsuit, because there's no way you're allowed to put someone through the psychological hell.
Yep.
That's bananas.
And if there's no law against it, there should be.
Yeah. But like, I'm watching it in Spanish. So they have an English version too. What you can do is you can, they do dubs. So they dub people's voices, but it's so corny. Like, the dub is so bad, because like, you can't like act somebody's real emotions. Like, reality TV show is not acting, right? These people are really reacting to this stuff. And the dub is people like trying to, I don't know, like recreate their emotions, and they're like, it's just bad. It's so bad. I just watch it in Spanish. I like watching it in Spanish because then like my high school Spanish kind of like reminds me of like, ooh.
I know that word.
Yeah. I'm like, I know that word. I know that.
You know, like, say phrases like "Yo duermo en la cocina al lado de los cuchillos." Like it makes.
Donde está la biblioteca? Me llamo T-Bone, la rana discoteca. Oh man, I love Community. But yes, I will keep you guys posted on this show, and you know, we will keep you posted about Kang. And then, do we have an episode this week, Jazz? Are we doing an episode this week?
Oh, we can still do The Boy and the Heron. We can do Aquaman.
Oh, we'll have to do Aquaman. We'll do The Boy and the Heron. Oh, I want to do White Claw also. So we'll get those three done. So I think we'll do those three. Yeah, I think that'll be it. And then maybe we'll do What If. And maybe we'll do like after they're all like done. We don't have to like do one by one by one. We can just do like one episode for all of them.
Yeah, that's fair. Or like, you know, do two episodes for like all six or something.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Sure. All right, cool, man. All right, well, Jazz, I will let you get back to your family. Everybody who joined us on Twitter, everyone who joined us on TikTok, everyone who joined us on Instagram, thank you for coming on. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.